Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
What's up, everybody? It's me, it's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you live, well, recorded for you, from the DMV, that is D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. I am here on Bashani Radio Worldwide, where you can hear Situations with Sassy each and every Monday at 12 noon on your top three podcasting platforms. That is iTunes, iHeart, and Spotify, as well as any place that you listen to your podcast. Don't forget to also download the Bashani Radio app, where you can get a notification each and every week when my new episodes drop. I want to thank everybody that continues to listen to Situations with Sassy, and also for those of you that have not only are listening to Situations with Sassy, but they have moved over and subscribed to Vannoy.com, to my latest podcast, Shut Your Ass Up, where I am everybody's favorite homegirl, and I'm talking about everything. If you think Situations with Sassy is raw now, I keep everything rough, rugged, real, and raw. I'm allowed to say anything that I please over on Vannoy. It's a different platform. I'm more free, more carefree, more able to actually be me, and I absolutely love it. So move on over to Vannoy, VVictorONI.com, and go to Shut Your Ass Up and subscribe. Listen, y'all, it's $4.98 a month. Just look at it like you're buying me a cup of coffee on a monthly basis. That's how you got to look at it. And over there right now, I know I talk about a lot of things dealing with relationships and dating, but over there, I'm really able to dig deep into how I really feel about politics and religion and sexuality and racism and misogyny. I'm able to tap into all of that, and I absolutely love it. And I give you, you know, no more than 15 to 20 minutes of my thoughts, but it's really how I feel, and I'm trying to understand. And my voice is going out to everyone, but I'm really on Vannoy. I'm really and truly speaking to the melanated community, the black collective, the diaspora of us. And I know that as a group, we're not a monolithic group, but I know that in the last few years, there's been more hate, a visceral hatred towards us, whether it's the Karens and the Kens of the world. But as a community, we really need to strive to do better, to be better as a community, not only to each other, but to let other people know they can't do the things that they do to us and get away with it. We need to be in solidarity with each other, and that's what I talk about at Shut Your Ass Up. So go on over there, check it out. Right now I'm tackling the Dave Chappelle debacle, when I talked about gay rights versus civil rights 3 years ago here on this network, and damn near got shut down. So just go on over there and check it out. Now today, I'm talking about feminine energy. And I had a conversation with a girlfriend recently, and it was centered around her wanting to get married, her and her boyfriend, where they moved in together and they lived with each other. And he was, at one point, she said that he was talking about marriage, and he was talking about, you know, happy ever after and forever. And now his conversation has changed. And one of the things that I had to tell her, because listen, Sassy had to learn this. You listen to me, you hear me speak. When I talk like this, I can't talk like this to certain people, because Sassy has this, to do what I do, there has to be an air of, I have to bring out that masculine energy to do what I do, to be able to say the things that I say and talk this talk and get the criticisms that I get. Because trust and believe me, people, I get a lot of criticisms. And I want to thank my family for playing the dozens growing up and for cracking on me, for giving me that thick skin where I can just let shit roll off my shoulders like a duck's back. It's just like water rolling off a duck's back. People call me fat, dark-skinned, ugly, whatever. They tell me I'm sitting here having these conversations and, quote-unquote, you're single and you don't have a man. Well, half the people out here giving relationship advice, and I'm not trying to give advice. I'm trying to get women to be accountable for their actions. And one of the things that I've heard a lot, this new buzz phrase, is feminine energy, where you need to rest in your feminine energy. And feminine energy is something that a lot of women, a lot of us, don't tend to understand. It's the look on your face, it's the tone of your voice, it's the way in which you carry yourself. And I told my friend, when she has a conversation with her man, because my girl stays on ready. She is always on go, always ready. And I tell her that when she has this conversation, she can't come at him like, look, you were talking about marriage. Now you're not talking about marriage. You got to tell the end of the year to make a decision. You got to get out my shit. No, you can't come at him like that. You're going to have to come to him in your feminine energy, at your highest of feminine energy. She's going to have to vibrate on a whole different level when it comes to her feminine energy. And I really want to explain what feminine energy is. And it's related to specific traits that's completely opposite of the traits that are associated with masculine energy. And our feminine side, we express it, you know, like through the flow of life. We embrace our energy, and it comes from within, and we have to bring it up and out. It has to exude through our spirit. We have to be kinder, softer, gentler, more intuitive, generous, more nurturing, more caring. We have to be grateful. We have to be receptive and open. That's why you always hear me say on the shows that we have to be open and honest and engaging and present. I firmly believe that in all of the relationships that we have. But that feminine energy, and I've noticed the feminine energy. When I exude the feminine energy towards men, I get a different reaction. When I'm sassy, like, yo, what's up? I can't believe it. When I'm like that, I get the homeboy vibe. You know, you're a good homegirl. Let's hang out. Let's do this. Let's do that. But the result that I want isn't there because I'm giving off that masculine energy and that homeboy vibe. You know, that I'm everybody's favorite homegirl, right? That's shut your ass up. But in the relationship, I get softer. My tone is different. My demeanor is different. My entire being is exuding everything within me that is feminine. And ladies, it works. And I do it everywhere. I do it at the gas station. I have people pumping gas. I do it at the grocery store. I do it at the mall. I mean, wherever I go and there are men around, regardless of race, age, whatever, when there are men around, I'm 100% in that, maybe not 100, but I'm 80% in that energy. And they can feel it. I'm smiling more. And now we have the mask on. At least I still wear my mask. I don't know about you. COVID is still out there. It's still very real. So I wear my mask. So my eyes, as Tyra Banks used to say on her TV show, you have to smize. That's smiling with your eyes. You have to be able to see it. Even though they can't see my smile physically, unless I have on my clear shield, face shield. If I have on a regular mask, they can't see my smile physically. But they can see it in my eyes. That feminine energy is what had four men trying to help me put air in my tire at the gas station the other day. That need to be needed, that need to come to the rescue for the damsel in distress and resting in that feminine energy. And this is what my girlfriend, and I love her to death, is going to have a very hard time doing. So I told her she needs to be more subtle now and start implementing the traits. Instead of wearing sweats while she's working from home, maybe put on a cute little dress. Maybe put on a little bit of makeup. Maybe be a little bit more caring and nurturing while he's there. And that's in the way in which you express your love. My love language, with the way in which I express my feelings towards men and the way in which I, how I like you, is if I'm willing to invite you to my personal space. Two, if I'm willing to cook for you and relax with you and just be with you, even if there's no conversation and we're comfortable in the silence. That's how I know I like you. If I'm not comfortable in the silence and I always feel the need to fill it with something, then I'm not really into you, and I'm not, that's, you're not that person. But I'm willing to, as a matter of fact, not only am I willing to, I look forward to dressing up. I look forward to putting on a dress and makeup and I hate this noise that I'm about to make, but I gotta make it. I'm looking forward to doing all of that. You know, all of that that exudes that femininity. So the conversation that I explained to her that she has to have, don't go into it saying that you have an ultimatum, because if you come at him that way, however you say it, he's going to look at it as an ultimatum. So approach him in this manner. Now that we've moved in, I'm interested in your thoughts on what our future looks like to you. Be open. Don't have your arms crossed. Don't have your hands crossed. Just have your hands very relaxed on the table, or, you know, just in your lap. But everything about you is open and receptive to what it is that he's going to say. And he should feel that. He should feel that, one, that you're open and you're being vulnerable. He should feel that vulnerability. And let him explain what his vision of y'all's future looks like to him. And then you, and if he, you know, because if he's into you, you know, y'all live together and this is an open conversation, then he should come back with, now this is how I see our future. What do you see? And if he doesn't say that, you can say, okay, well, this is how I envision our future. And, you know, this house and, you know, money, none of that means really anything to me, because she's saying that the barrier between the two of them is the money. And I said, and if he's the type of man that wants to plan and provide, and if he doesn't feel financially able to provide for you right now, his mind isn't on getting married. And you have to be understanding of that. But I don't care about that. I know you don't. But you can't come off in your masculine energy and say that. So you say things like, I don't care about the house. I don't care about the money. I will marry you today. I just envision. This is, you know, how I see our future, but all in a soft tone, in an open tone, in an engaging tone. Because see, when we're in our masculine energy, we're logical, we're very confident, we're focused, we're very stable, we're very clear. You know, we're assertive and we're all goal-driven. One of her goals was, you know, this is owning a house was a goal that she achieved. But when you're in that feminine energy, you have to, you know, just take a step back and understand and recognize. So when we're dating, which is what they're doing now, it seems like I hear a lot of women saying, oh, you know, the roles are reversed now. Men want you to chase them. Well, to get them to chase you, you have to be in your feminine energy. And I remember a few months ago getting into an argument with some guy on my Instagram page, and he was telling me all about how, and I can't remember what the post was, but he basically was trying to quote unquote come at me. And I think I talked about this on a show or two in a couple of seasons past, but he was trying to come at me saying, how is that working out for you? And I replied that it's working out very well. See, I got the dig. So you're single and you're posting all these things about single and women and all this stuff. So how's it working out for you? I don't have to post my relationship or my relationships to anybody on social media. It's not something that I have to do. Right? But he was trying to come at me, telling me about how his girl was well taken care of and resting in her feminine energy. Well, boom, guess who's now on a dating site? So did she get tired of him? Did he get tired of her? I'm more inclined to think, after having some interaction with this man, that she got tired of his BS. And was like, that's it, I'm done. And her feminine energy probably turned real masculine really quickly on him. And he's the type of man that needs to, quote unquote, in his mind, he considers himself a high value man. And it's laughable as I even say that. But he was very big on calling women out, not just me, but on all forms of social media, about women not being feminine, when he is the most effeminate man that I've ever met. And listen, there's nothing wrong with men who exude, you know, feminine traits. But as a woman, and speaking for Sassy and most of the women in Sassy's realm, as an alpha female, as a very assured, very confident woman, you can say plus size woman, black woman, but as a woman who's very confident and sure of herself, I don't want a brother that I can run with. I want somebody that with a look can lets me know, all right, Sassy, you done went a little bit too far. You need to pull it back and relax with that. I hate to say this phrase, to be put in my place, but that's a turn on. Seeing a man just be a man, and not this toxic masculinity that we talk about, and that's another subject, because most men screaming about toxic masculinity are, you know, bitches in disguise, excuse me, who, yeah, that's my masculine energy calling out, calling them bitches. Because a man, a real man, don't need to show you shit. Excuse me. A real man doesn't need to show you that. He exudes that. It's in his walk. It's in the way he carries himself. He don't have to go around saying, I'm a real man, I do X, Y, Z. Men show that they're men. And the rest don't. I've done shows on the 6 different characteristics of men. The alphas, the omegas, the deltas, the sigmas. All of these different types of characteristics of men. And I prefer a Sigma man who's a mix of a little bit of everything, where he's confident and vulnerable, where he's sure and funny. He's assertive and kind. That aura he carries looks like arrogance when it's just confidence. Those are the type of men that I prefer to be around. But to be around those different types of men, I have to be in my feminine energy. So I said earlier in the show, I can't talk to people a certain way when I'm trying to get a different result or a certain result. So even at work in corporate America, in my relationships, through, you know, my podcasting and the TV shows, I have to lower my voice. I have to lean in. I have to sit a certain way to show you that I'm open, I'm understanding, I'm giving you that part of me that you want, that you need to feel. Men need to feel needed. And I'll say things like, this may be the house that Sassy built. And y'all know I've said this for years on my podcasting platform. But that doesn't mean that I don't want you to come and help me carry some bricks. It's a difference. You know, we can house ourselves. We can feed ourselves. We can clothe ourselves. We can maintain and do for ourselves. And that's the problem in the black community, is that so many of us have been doing it for so long that masculine energy automatically takes over. And then in the past, you've entrusted your feminine energy to the wrong individual. So when that person does come that can show you, you don't know how to remove that masculine energy from yourself and replace it with that feminine energy and that vulnerability to show them that this is, you know, that I'm here, I'm open. You know, you don't know how to do that. Because we are the breadwinners. We are the caretakers. We are the caregivers. We are the chief cook and bottle washer. And for someone to come in, and for us to allow someone to come in that realm and step into that role, it really requires us to sit and rest in that masculine, I mean, and that feminine energy, and to remove that masculinity. You have to be comfortable with allowing men to pursue you. And you also have to be comfortable and understanding that if he's not going to pursue you, regardless of how much of your feminine energy you're resting in, then you need to be okay with that and move on. If he wants you, he will text you. If he wants you, he will call you. If he wants you, he'll make plans. If he wants you. But if he doesn't, that's okay too. Don't get mad and then go back into that masculinity. You just move forward. Rest in that feminine energy. Ladies, I'm telling you, try it. And with the mask on, I mean, it gives me the giggles sometimes. But with that mask on, you can really and truly see it. And it happens at the most random times. I'm short. So I can get anybody to get something from a top shelf. When I'm in a store, it's all in how you carry that feminine energy. But you have to exude it. You have to be able to do it and not let it come across as being fake. So you have to practice it early. Practice it often until it's second nature. And basically until it's second nature. We're not only the givers of life and that nurturing spirit. And not all of us. I've never given birth. I've never given life. But I am a very, very nurturing and empathetic individual. And as I said in previous shows, I am a much better version of myself. Because, see, for years, I rested in my masculine energy. For years. In and out of relationships. I rested in that masculine energy. And when I rested in my feminine energy, I had an ex tell me that it felt like I was a different person. They weren't used to me being feminine. They only knew me in that masculine energy. And we had a very long conversation about that. Very long conversation about it. Because that masculine energy to him gave me an edge. It made me cocky. It was a cockiness, a cocky arrogance. And that was his attraction to me, and it turned him on. When I became more feminine and rested in that, he saw it as weakness and thus less attractive. So you need to know, you know, I didn't understand who he was at that time. I understand him now. But I didn't understand who he was at that time. So it was like a growing period, a growth experience, you know, a maturation level that we both had to go through and understanding that. And it's all of that self-reflection, you know, after breakup and after you get over the acrimony and the bitterness and whatnot, you're able to have a conversation on the what went wrong conversation. And we've had that conversation. And now we have an understanding and we understand each other, period. But that masculine energy to him, to a person like that, that was attractive. But to other men that I've dated, you know, another ex said that masculine energy was a turnoff. He wanted me to be more feminine, but he never showed that to me. So you have to understand the person that you're with. So you can't all of a sudden change up, which is what I did. I should have subtly incremented my feminine energy so that when I actually rested in it 100% or 80% of the time, he would not have been surprised. And that's what I do now. So when I meet people, it's in my feminine energy. So it's not a surprise. Unless they happen to Google me and they find situations of sassy or shut your ass up. And now it's a whole different picture. And I've had that happen as well. I've had that happen as well. So listen, I just want to get you ladies just to remember that. Remember that your feminine energy requires you to be more nurturing, more respectful, more intuitive, more caring, more kind, and more concerning when it comes to dealing with not only the opposite sex, but with anyone. You get a different response. You get a different level of respect when you're in your feminine self. You really and truly do. You really and truly do. So listen, that's it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, WhatsApp, Tumblr, all of those, TikTok, all of those spaces. Just Google Sassy Scribe and you will find everything. Again, join Vannoy.com. Go to Shut Your Ass Up and subscribe to the podcast. I want you to live every moment, laugh every day, love beyond words. I'm going to see you in a week. Until then, peace.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio, see our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.